number three is a rezoning for 3389 Pemina Highway under file DAZ-228 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will also be heard at this time, namely, item four, which is an application for variance for the same premises. File is DAV-134345/2008D. The applicant is Mr. Donovan Taves.
My good friend, Mr. Taves.
Mark, what do you got first? Hang on a sec there, Donald. Okay, Mr. Taves, we have you in support. In Sun Chang in support, Norm Gousseau in support, Sasa Rajluvic in support, and Ron Mayotte here for information. Is there anyone whose names I didn't just read who wants to speak on this matter? Seeing none, it looks like we have four people in support, or four papers in support, and one in here for information. Alex, why don't you give us a, doesn't appear like there's a
given that there's someone
a groundswell of, but you give us a few minutes of what you're up to here.
Given there's somebody here for information, I'll provide some basic information, and hopefully that will answer the gentleman's question. It's what's proposed is a 72-unit multifamily project on South Pemina in St. Norbert. The configuration of the property or the proposal is to have three blocks. It's mainly three and two-bedroom apartments. The blocks will be situated so that from moving from the west to the east, they'll decline in size from five stories to four stories to three stories on the frontage. And the project will also contain a small commercial unit, a coffee shop, 2,500 square feet, which complies with the mixed-use zoning district that we're applying for. I should note that Mr. Chang, who's here, Sunny Chang, and he can certainly answer questions if there are any. He has retained Sasha Radulovich, who's well-known and respected architect. So the design of the property will be will have a high level of design, so not just a rudimentary apartment block. We've met with Mr. Norm Gousseau, who provided a letter of support representing Entreprise Riel. We're working with them to help ensure that it fits with, and they've been doing some current planning, although there's no official plans. To work with them and to we've offered to allow them to give us some naming options for the property. ACG had no issues, and Mr. Lawler has provided a positive report.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Taves. Any questions of the applicant?
Just quickly, the on the variance, Donovan, the 40-foot setback is still respected. All you're asking for is to use 20 feet of it for parking?
Correct.
That's it? Nothing else?
The rest is clean.
Okay. And landscaping along the front? I guess we'll see that when the plans come forward?
There's a requirement for plan approval as a condition.
Okay. And you have met with the local... There's usually a group of residents, Group Action Saint-Norbert in this area, that like to look at some of the architecture and bring some francophone elements to the table and signage and...
Yes, through Mr. Norm Gousseau we met with him.
And that's why Mr. Gousseau was here in support?
I assume so.
Okay, I don't have anything further. If Mr. Mayotte wants to ask us any questions, I'd certainly...
Okay, well, he'll have his chance for sure. You're familiar with the process, Mr. Taves?
I am, thank you.
Good. I'll call the following people in order that they appear. Again, you don't have to come down and speak. You can simply indicate your support from the gallery. Sunny Chang? Support. Okay, in support. And Norm Gousseau, the aforementioned.
Just quickly, we did meet with Mr. Chang and Mr. Taves on this, and I did bring this information back to Group Action Saint-Norbert for their consideration. The designs that we were provided with didn't offer a lot of detail, so I think we'd like to have an opportunity to have a look at that and maybe give our feedback as to how it fits into the character of the community. And we're pleased with the type of design that's being proposed, having, you know, not too tall on the street front and having also a commercial component that's important on that street. So we're supportive of it. One thing we'd like to the developer to consider is that when you're working with somebody to lease the coffee shop or that retail space, that we give consideration to bilingual signage that would be would receive our support.
Okay.
If I were to add a comment here that prior to plan approval or condition that prior to plan approval that the group Action C Norbert and Entreprise Real be consulted prior to plans coming forward for final plan approval.
We would appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Merci, Monsieur Gousseau. Question next. Sasa Radulovic. I'm sorry about the name. I keep in support. Thank you, sir. Nobody else wishing to speak in support? I have anybody wishing to speak in opposition to the project? Seeing none. We do have Mr. Mayotte, who is registered in for information. Mr. Mayotte, do you wish to speak? Or are you? Okay. Well, hopefully it doesn't fall into that category for you. With that, does anybody else wish to speak for information, be heard for information, recorded for information? Seeing none, I'll ask the applicant to return. And I'll give you full conduct, Councillor Swandell, if you like. Some very limited comments for rebuttal there, Mr. Taves.
Do you not have any problem with the consultation on prior to the plan approval process?
Pleased to do that.
Pleased to do that?
Pleased to do that.
I don't have anything else. You no comments on any of the recommendations in the ACG report? The conditions? 10% land dedication for a park in Transcona?
I think that would probably cause some issues.
No.
Okay. Councillor Swandell moves the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read. He moves receipt of public representations be concluded.